back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Tons of people out here. It's Martin Final. Yeah. We are joined by Arsenio Hall, everybody.
You know what?
Look at this guy.
I just want to say it's nice that the people came out because I personally like to write checks to charity.
Right.
It's harder to come out and just have to deal with it all.
Right.
And actually bring food yourself and
right.
talk to other human beings.
Right.
Or maybe it's just me.
Right.
But it's so cool that they came and actually made their presence known.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's important, y'all.
Yes.
That's important.
Thank you very much, gang. And a lot of you have come out to see Paul Majors. He was here in the first hour, and he's gone back to a CBS. He'll be on Channel 2 tonight at 11 p.m. And also, who's the guy with the hat on? What was his name?
Shotgun Tom?
Shotgun Tom Kelly. Yeah, look at that.
I saw two hats.
I just want to thank you for coming out.
Yeah,
yeah, really appreciate it, buddy. All right. All right. Also, the girls are here from Foreplay and Plan B. Look at this, man.
Oh, I forgot about Foreplay.
And I said to Arsenio, I said, do you want me to write the names down for you here on a piece of paper? And he goes, I got it.
Yeah. No, trust me, man. If they're from Foreplay or Plan B, I don't know nothing about Plan A. But if they're from Foreplay or Plan B, I got this. I know these are my cousins.
Yes. Jesse, London, Elle, and Ruby. Nice to see you, girls.
Hi.
All right. Let's talk to
you know what,
Jesse
what? Ruby's not a real name. You know what they call a Ruby?
No.
Spank that ass. When you spank
yes.
that ass and get red, we call her Ruby. No, I don't even know this okay. woman. I have no idea who she is.
Right. All right, here's Jesse's right here. All right, Jesse, and you're how old are you?
I'm 25.
25 years old.
Yeah.
How long you're with
Plan B.
Plan B. How long have you been with Plan B?
About 5 months now.
Is that right?
Yeah. Jesse's nickname came about from Jesse Jane. It's like she's an outlaw when she gives you a lap dance. It's like it should be an outlawed illegal act
exactly.
when she gives you a lap dance. So we call her Jesse. We leave the James part out because then there's copyright infringement.
What is the song that you like the best?
Anything classic rock.
Led Zeppelin,
ACDC.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Okay, all right, moving on.
Now, it was at 5 months.
I'm just kidding.
Have you done this before?
Akon would have been nice.
Just 5 months.
Yes.
And what got you into it?
You know, I checked out Plan B. It's
right.
a classy place.
No, I love that question because what got you into it? Here.
Oh, listen, we
gotta
know.
This is the TV radio answer right here.
Man.
Tell him why you got into it.
No, some of them really enjoy it. All right, so now, Jesse, you're a fan of Plan B.
Yeah.
And you went there often. You decide, hey, why am I paying money? I can make money.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
Are you putting yourself through school or something?
Yeah.
Or what do you want?
Jesse's going to be a chiropractor.
Like Medical. Yeah.
Is that right? What do you got?
That's
what
close.
Do you got rolling?
Well, I'm doing this program. It's a surgical tech program. So.
Wow, you're going to be a surgeon?
No, surgical tech.
Oh, surgical tech.
I'll be assisting the...
That's surgeons. Pretty cool.
So your hand won't actually be inside me if I have an operation.
No.
No, you have to go to Plan B for that.
Yeah.
Because he's a perfect size hand.
Yeah.
You have to go to Plan A for that.
Oh, okay.
Pretty
cool.
Tip you later.
And then next we have London. Let's give the mic to London. Nice to see you.
Nice to be seen.
And how long have you been with Plan B?
About 2 months now.
2 months.
We call her London because she didn't have a car. That's how she came from. She walked here. Is that the London? Because you walked here from England? Why do they call you London? Tell us why they call you London.
Yeah, that's your stage name.
That is.
All right.
And her real name is Jesse.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from Northern California.
All right. And your parents know what you do for a living?
They do.
Is that right?
As a matter of fact, her father
that's
strips.
Right. Like that.
Her father strips at...
yeah, well, I guess Northern California, they're very relaxed about that. All right, let's go on to the next here. Elle is with us, and you're from Foreplay, right?
Yes, Foreplay.
Foreplay, look at you. All right, and how long have you been with them?
1 month.
1 month. Wow, you're like a baby over there.
Pretty much.
And have you danced anywhere before?
No.
This is my
very first month.
And a little nervous getting up on stage first time?
No.
So you're a new dancer.
Yeah.
You've never danced at Ray J's house or nothing like that?
Not yet.
And you know what? What I love about all four of you chewing gum. It sounds so great on radio.
Uh-uh.
All right. And then we have Ruby.
Who does not have gum.
Yes.
I don't have any gum.
Ruby likes to rest her mouth until
you
it's time.
You want to look under my...
like a fine wine.
I can't say that time. In Spanish.
And Ruby, hola. You've been dancing how long?
Couple of months. At Foreplay.
Oh, I see.
I'll leave it at that.
Right. And before you were somewhere else.
Beautiful.
Yes,
beautiful
I was everywhere woman. Else.
Yeah. And what's your heritage? You Indian?
Salam alaikum. No, I'm Mexican.
Really?
Yo hablo español. Mexicana. Okay.
Well, Tim's wife is here, so I'm going to say what he would like to say. Can I buy you a home?
Oh,
you
for
are so
claro
attractive.
Que sí. You, claro
are,
que
you
sí.
are beautiful. Your eyes
gracias.
Just pierce my wallet. I mean, my soul. My soul. I, mean
I like
soul.
To do that. I'm a little good at that.
Arsenio will put you through college. You don't even have to thank the guy, man.
I got, like, what, 5 more years. Are you ready?
Let's do it, baby. Let's do it.
All right. Wait, both your parents are Mexican?
Yes. Well, my dad was adopted. I think he's Lebanese.
Yeah, something else is working there.
You don't have any black in you, do you? Okay, everybody.
My dad's a little black.
Would you like some?
All right, go to Plan B or Foreplay tonight. How long is Plan B open till tonight? 2 a.m. And what about Foreplay?
4 a.m.
4 a.m. Jesus Christ.
For you?
You get guys rolling in at 3:30?
I don't want to complain to the manager, but at like 3:30, they are booty, man. At 3:30, they be yawning.
Yeah, they're out.
Taking sleep out of their eyes. So go early. Get in there early.
All right.
Just looking like, I never did that.
And the guys from Plan B, you guys donated some money. Is that right?
Yes.
How much did you donate there? $400?
That's cool.
Holy Christ. That's fantastic.
That's really
$400,
cool,
man.
And who said that the managers of strip joints don't have hearts?
Yes, from Plan B.
Just don't forget your wallet when you go there.
And what is the address of Plan B? Where is this joint?
11637 West Pico.
All right.
And I have a condo next door.
Fantastic. And where is Foreplay? What's the address over there?
2238 Cotner.
Oh, you're from both of them. Are you?
Yeah, both of them.
I have a trailer next door.
Guy own both of them?
Same guy owned, yes.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty cool.
How great is that guy? How studly is that where you can convince your wife not only to have one, but two in the same area? Is the guy who owns, is he a married dude?
I'm pretty sure he's single. He's very private in his social life.
Okay,
there.
Well,
yeah.
I won't ask then. But, yeah. I mean, that has got to be, you know, the biggest coup ever. To be married and still convince your wife you're going to own a strip bar.
You got to give her a lot of foreplay to actually go to Foreplay.
All right, girls, thanks for coming by. Go see Jesse, London, Elle, and Ruby. And the people from Foreplay and Plan B donated $400. And so buzz on by there and get your lap dances. All right, where's Frank Kramer? Is he still around, Frank Kramer?
Frank!
Out smoking weed somewhere?
Frank has that thing, that nodules thing going on with his throat.
Yeah.
You can hardly hear what he's saying.
Guy,
Frank.
There he is.
Frank sounds like...
Frank Kramer here. Nice to see you, man.
Here.
Hey, dude, you missed all the chicks, man.
Gotta get Frank a voice doctor.
Hey, you missed all the chicks out there.
I was talking to some chicks out in the audience here.
Oh, is that right?
I was signing some toilet paper. I was like, is that a compliment that you want me to sign that?
That is a real low-end move.
Well, you know, there's a term in the inner city where Mexicans and blacks say you to S.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe by having you sign toilet paper is just a nonverbal way of saying, yo, you to S.
I'll take it like that. I signed it, though. Nice ass.
Signing toilet paper. That is an all-time low, I imagine, right?
It's a first for me, definitely. The all-time low is that, like, my voice is going.
Right.
And Arsenio noticed it, and I said, I think I'm turning into Danny Bonaducci because I found a freckle on my penis. Turned out it wasn't a freckle, it was a tick.
Well, then you are like Danny.
Yeah.
Hey-o. All right, folks, come on out here and donate some money if you can. Frank is here from Frosty ID and Frank. Also, Arsenio Hall is with us. And Gina Grad will be signing autographs as well. And also Randy F. and Wang, man. All right, if you'd like to, we're going to open up the phones here. If you'd like to call up, perhaps you're in the area. Maybe you just want to call up and say, hey, perhaps you want to talk to Arsenio Hall or Frank Kramer or one of these guys here. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Now, do you actually enjoy holidays or
no.
The pressure is just too much?
I'm not going anywhere. I'm not traveling at all. I'm not going back to see the family.
Yeah, but the pressure on buying stuff for people and showing up at somebody's house to have a meal and all that crap, it doesn't seem like it seems like more of an obligation.
You invited to Tom Leica's house with the...
Yeah, but I'll be out of town. Yeah, I'll be out of town. But I was invited to that thing. And Tom invites me every year, I think, knowing that I'm not going to be there.
Yeah.
You know, because I go to Oregon every year for Thanksgiving. And so I think he knows I'm not going to be in town. So he's like, hey, you know, would you like to come by? And I'm like, I'm going to be out of town again.
And normally I travel back to, I alternate going to Denver for my daughter's grandparents and her mother. And then I go back to Indiana to see my parents every other Thanksgiving. So this will be the first Thanksgiving that I'll truly be able to do a bunch of bong loads and enjoy my own turkey.
Good for you.
It's really hard to do bong loads with mom and say, pass the yams. You know, she's not a big dope smoker.
Now, we got calls and also some emails, and I came in on the last part of this conversation and the last part of this argument, but people are still talking about the argument you had with Frosty during the think tank.
Oh, yeah.
And what was that all about? Why'd you guys get so crazy there?
No, he's a nutbag. Seriously. I don't know why he got upset. Because he said that this might be his last year in radio.
Right. Why is that?
I don't know. I said, well, what else are you going to do?
Right.
You know, where are you going to go? He's like, well, you know, I'm getting to that age. I think it's one of those midlife crisis things where it's like, he wants to go work for CNN. Ever since Tim Russert died, he thinks he looks like Tim Russert, so he wants to go work for CNN. And he's like, I don't know. I know a girl in Grand Rapids who does the local news. I thought maybe I could be the next Paul Majors and I could do the
Jesus
local.
Christ.
I'm like, no, you can't. And then when I say things like that, he thinks I'm being mean and I'm not being supportive. And I said, this is your gig. And then the Joaquin Phoenix thing came out where Joaquin Phoenix just quits acting because he played Johnny Cash, learned to play the guitar, and now he wants to be a rock star. I said, he has no friends.
Friends tell
you that you better stick with this because you really can't do anything else.
Wait a minute. Frosty has no friends?
Well, not really.
None, really?
I am his closest friend.
Right. How often do you see him?
I heard Frosty ask you a question this morning about Viagra. Did you remember that conversation, or do you recall that?
Yeah, I remember Viagra being brought up on the show.
And he was a little confused as to why you even need it if you like the woman. And he asked some strange questions for a man.
Yeah, I took... Now, to tell you the truth, I don't know. I've never seen Frosty with a woman.
Ever.
But I've never seen him with a man, except for Wade.
Wait, how long have you known Frosty?
And these weren't, by the way, these weren't gay questions. They were just weird.
He's in love with me. Isn't Frosty in love with me? I swear to God.
The man, how long have you known Frosty?
I've known Frosty since, 23 years.
You all were on radio together before Heidi came about, right?
Yeah,
back in the Midwest?
We started in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and then we got fired 4 weeks into that gig.
Right. And I remember quit school. He quit a job.
I quit school to go do radio with Frosty, and the guy fired me 4 weeks later. The only reason I got hired is because I had great weed.
Right.
And the program director was like, my God.
Wow.
I got to hire this guy. I had no reason to be in radio.
That's how Macadocious got this job.
Yeah. That's how he keeps his job.
Yeah.
So you've never seen him with a woman in the 23 years you've known him?
Never.
Never?
No, going out to
not
parties.
Not holding a woman's hand, hugging her?
Never even, you know, hey, I met a girl.
Wow.
None of that conversation. I've been married, divorced. I mean, he's seen so many women.
This morning, though, it was just the conversation. He didn't seem to understand why we need Viagra.
Like, yeah, because he has no idea what his penis is used for besides urination.
Right. Well, you know, Brian Whitman used to talk about Viagra, and he had a prescription for Viagra, and he kept it in his medicine cabinet at home. And I sort of asked him, I said, well, if you're not with a chick or you don't, if you're not old and it's not busted, why are you using it?
Busted.
Yeah, if he doesn't have a busted wiener, why? Because if a chick opens up a medicine cabinet and she sees Viagra, she thinks, if you have cholesterol pills, high cholesterol. If you have heart pills, bad ticker. Viagra, bad wiener.
And Frank tells a story. I don't know if I heard this morning or in the past. I'm clearly a guy without a job and a huge fan of 97.1 Free FM. I can't say Free FM, I get fined! You also said the thing about taking your pill, Cialis, Viagra, whatever, and your woman not knowing that you took it and we can get it on, and she took an Ambien and fell asleep.
She fell asleep, but I didn't let that Viagra go to waste. You'd be proud of me. I did things to her that she would never, ever do awake.
He beat her little girl up.
Oh, seriously. She's like, Jesus Christ, was I dreaming I was on a horse last night? This is ridiculous.
But with every prescription of Viagra, they should include a prescription for sleeping pills.
It's a great combo, really.
It is a great combo.
Depends
she passes
on
out, and you get crazy.
That's not, I mean, when I told that story this morning, I got an email from a guy saying the same thing happened, and that his wife in that Ambien haze, that's where people drive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you drive?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That in the Ambien haze, she has a different personality, and he calls her Abby, and she's a complete whore, and she will do the crazy things she'd never do unless she's on Ambien.
Wow, is that right?
So yeah, I think that's they should package them together.
Yeah, absolutely,
absolutely.
Now, what happens when chicks take Viagra? Is anything going on?
I don't know. I think they try that, but I don't think anything goes on.
Yeah, nothing.
They've come out with a female Viagra.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's called Luther Vandross CD.
Yeah. Well, Arsenio's wallet.
It's called cash.
Yeah. Viagra was created as a heart pill in London, in England. And one of the side effects was you get a Woody. That's a side effect of the pill.
I heard a comedian the other day. He was saying that let's save our money on the research for erectile dysfunction, all these different things we're coming up with to enhance sex and women with their estrogen and testosterone patches. He's like, let's put all of our money and figure out how to get semen to taste like chocolate.
That's interesting.
I was like, that's a good idea.
That's not bad.
Think about that.
Yes.
It also solved the overpopulation problem.
Absolutely.
There wouldn't be another baby born.
That's a great idea.
And you get chicks to start losing weight. All right, Frank Kramer is with us, folks. Also, Arsenio Hall. And if you have an opportunity to come by and donate some money or some food tonight, we're on Pico between Sepulveda and the 405. There's four searchlights out in front. You can't miss it. And if you're on the 405, those are the lights you see around Pico. So come on out, and if you can donate some food, that'd be great.
Yeah, bring new food. Don't come over here talking about, oh, man, I got some fries left in this bag.
Yeah, no expired crap or fresh
food. Can you bring packets
food.
Of old sauce you never used?
I think so, yeah. Knock yourself out. But anyway, we'll be out here till 11 o'clock. They'll be out here all weekend. I know they're going to be doing a live broadcast all day tomorrow as well on 97.1. You can also donate online, 971fmtalk.com. Is that right? 971fmtalk.com.
And don't forget to shop at Smart and Final. I mean, they're allowing us to use their parking lot. Come here and get yourself some Duraflame logs. And if you don't have Viagra, you can put one of those in your pants.
When's the last time you had a Viagra?
You know what? I tried Viagra one time, and it gives me a headache.
Really?
Yeah, so I You're have
supposed to.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, which one are you talking about?
Did it hurt your brain as well?
I think it was the attic.
The
upper head.
Wait, you see, you took it one, you can't take it anymore.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm going to try Levitra because Levitra, I hear, has less side effects. You know what? They found that one of the members of our track team was tested in Germany, and he was positive for Viagra, which is very funny because he's on the 4x4 relay. Imagine his partner reaching back for the baton. Because, you know, sometimes that stuff will sneak up on you the next day, especially like Cialis, you know, and you'd be like, whoa! You know, imagine reaching back, and he's like, that ain't no damn baton.
That baton has a vein.
Yeah. I'm not running nowhere with that.
All right, we got to take a break. If you'd like to call us, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710 is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall is with us. Frank Kramer, we're live at 97.1.
Frank! Yes.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Look at the crowd out here, man.
Yes.
We're live at Smart and Final. Frank Kramer joins us.
Thank you.
Frank Kramer here.
You guys love that.
We play it all the time, man.
I love it.
And Arsenio Hall is with us. And Leo Quinones.
Yes, baby.
The film freak.
Thanks for having me, buddy.
The freak is with us. What do we got donation-wise? What's the other?
Since the Tim Conway Jr. Show started, over $2,000 worth of food. Can I run it down for you, what I just bought?
Sure.
It makes you feel like Elvis when you walk into a place and you go, why don't you give me 20 cases of the cranberry sauce, ocean spray? Why don't you throw down the Campbell's brown gravy, 10 cases, 15 cases of tomato sauce, 5 cases of refried beans. Mrs. Cubison's? What the hell, give me 12 cases. Yams? That's Thanksgiving stuff. Give me 10 cases of that. Jalapenos? We like the spice. The 5 cases of that. And the gold, the most coveted item for the L.A. Regional Food Bank, high protein tuna.
Wow.
We bought 10 cases of that on Tim Conway Jr.'s watching.
Thank
all you
very
guys
much.
Right there. So give yourself a round.
Nothing says Thanksgiving like tuna.
and 2 cases of...
He's going to carve the tuna.
And 2 cases of herpes so far.
Yes.
All right, but if you'd like to come by and donate, you can do so. We're at on Pico between Sepulveda and the 405.
Just follow also, the searchlights.
We're going for 100,000 pounds of food, right?
Yeah.
So when you're in there searching for food, are you buying heavy food? I mean, you stay away from the bags of Cheetos.
Oh, that's a great idea.
There's a total puppy light food.
Yeah, right.
There's a total strategy, Frank. You can buy a can of corn for like $3, and it weighs like 7 pounds.
Perfect.
You know what I mean? And it feeds good people in volume. So that's exactly what
corn is a waste food. I mean,
I see it
in
my waist.
Do you really absorb any corn?
I see corn in my waist.
What's the purpose of corn?
Yeah.
I love it. I'm from Indiana. I can eat the ass out of corn. But I don't
right
understand.
There. It's a movie. Right there.
What the hell's the deal with corn?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's such a method. We buy apple juice for a gallon for $1.99. So, you know, kids love apple juice. And Smart and Final, they donated 25 G's, Tim. Smart and Final. You know, large.
Yeah, give them corn and apple juice, and we'll have to buy a street sweeper. All right. All right, I know. Yeah, I talk about the, you know, somebody might, you know, these guys don't really have a bathroom anymore.
We're here all weekend, everybody, and the Film Freak Show tomorrow night at 8 o'clock live, too.
Yeah.
8 o'clock live?
Yes,
all right.
Absolutely.
And John and Jeff, are you guys going to be here all weekend as well? Yes.
Yes.
Tonight, look at that. We'll have them on as well. And also Arsenio Hall is with us, Frank Kramer. And now Leo Quinones, before you check out here,
yeah,
what's the big movie this weekend? What do we got? What are we looking at?
It's a vampire chick flick. It's 90210 with fangs. It's called Twilight. I have no interest in this movie at all.
None.
It's supposed to be huge.
Yeah, 17 million readers have read this book, and it's a book series. It's kind of like Harry Potter for young girls and vampires. No guy wants to see this film. I don't want to see it. I don't even care.
I'll probably end up seeing it because I have a daughter. She's reading the book.
Right.
And I guess some Mormon chick wrote it.
Yeah, Stephanie Meyer wrote it. And it's basically, you know, two young people, or a bunch of young people, and it just doesn't grab me at all. It's too stylistic.
Do you think it'll make this weekend? 50 million?
I think it's going to be, between $40 and $55 billion because there's a lot of midnight screenings. There's a lot of Fandango online stuff. But the jury's still out, Tim, because the fans have read the book, and then they know if an actor is good or not by what they read. So it's really up to the actors to throw in good performances, and I just don't see it from the trailer.
And you recommend pills or weed for this one?
Well, since I've done neither ever in my life, I wouldn't.
You've never smoked weed in your life?
Boring.
I've never smoked weed.
What? I'm kidding.
It's okay.
Wait, you've never smoked weed?
No. In fact, I'll tell you a funny story. You guys were up on stage doing the 97.1 Think Tank about 5 years ago, and I'm in the back with Jack Silver, the program director, and you guys are all talking about your individual pot stories, right?
Right.
And I look at Jack, and I go, hey, buddy, did I miss the boat on pot? And he looks at me, he goes, no, Q, you didn't miss the boat on pot, but maybe you should think about taking up cigarettes.
That's Jack.
Never too late to smoke cigarettes.
What an idiot. Yeah.
That's our boss, Jack.
You never
had logic.
Any desire to see what the weed is like?
I know what weed is like. I've seen, I remember one time at Frank's house, it's like he pulled out, you know, what could have been, considered weed. He goes, it's not like we're going to run out of weed.
All right.
That was your favorite line.
I love that line.
Leo, this is Randy Wang. You know Randy Wang here, our producer and our board op. Randy is going to tell you, before 2008, Randy had never smoked weed in his life.
Okay.
And
now
he smokes all day long.
All day long, all week long. And I'm very proud because my mother's standing right in front of me while
Thank
I'm
you,
saying
Randy.
This.
Thank you,
Randy's mother's here.
Sorry, Pam. Sorry, baby.
Ray.
All right. She doesn't care. But listen, to deal with parents, I should have started smoking weed when I was two. Why don't you tell, in 30 seconds or less, convince Leo that weed is the way to go.
Hey, Randy, you know, I've never really done it. I'm kind of on the fence. And what do you think about me getting stoned?
Stop being a pussy and smoke some weed.
Seven words.
My future's been hashed out in 1 evening.
Yeah.
What's going on with you? You're not smoking weed? I outdrank you at the Oktoberfest a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
You're really losing it, dude.
I'm going to work on it. You know, hard stuff, tar, heroin, that's where I'm going for.
Yeah, but you would think a guy that is reviewing movies for a living would almost have to be altered every time he saw a movie. Hey, you go see movies sober?
Absolutely.
Holy Christ.
Yeah.
And you still like them?
No. That's the problem.
What's the last movie, Frank, you saw sober?
Oh.
No weed whatsoever.
Probably Footloose.
Hey, we have it on sale for $10 right over there.
Really?
We have DVDs on sale for $10.
I heard they're going to remake that.
Oh, I hope not, man. Footloose. I hope not. The first time was painful enough, the way that Kevin Bacon was doing that old weird dancing and stuff.
Yeah, you watch it now.
You live that.
Yeah,
that was in the Hicks, right?
I lived that, and it was back when you know, it's opening and the theater was packed, and we got there late, so I had to be front row watching Footloose.
Hey, now when you see a movie
through a grain factory,
be honest, did you impersonate him drunk at a party ever?
Never did.
Ever try to replicate it?
I don't. Never did.
You. I don't believe you.
Yeah,
I never did.
You're a liar. What's that, Tim?
All right. Now, Frank, because you do enjoy the weed. When you see a movie that's a comedy on weed, it's a much funnier movie.
Yeah.
But when you see a movie like Schindler's List when you're smoking weed, does it just depress the hell out of you?
I know. People think you're not really into the movie because you're over there just still crunching your food, and it's like it's just the serious part. If I could just save one more, come on, this guy has no heart.
Yeah, who's eating during that movie?
Isn't it depressing enough, though?
Yes.
Just sober?
Yeah, I think that's the last movie I saw in the movie theaters, too.
And I was chowing down on jujubes, so just really, it wasn't really.
It tastes like hairspray, by the way, jujubes.
Who eats that candy?
All right, we're going to take some phone calls here. We apologize. We've said we were before, but we will hear. So if you'd like to call us up, we promise when we come back, we'll take phone calls. Leo Canonis is with us. Also, Frank Kramer, John and Jeff, and the John and Jeff Show, they'll be coming up next. And if you'd like to call and you have a question for everybody, perhaps something you heard on the station, or just want to say hello to Frank and give him one of those Frank Army shout-outs.
Army? Is my army here?
And you also have a website. You're selling T-shirts, huh?
Sell a lot of crap, I started this because I wanted to give back to myself because they cut my pay. You found that out at the think tank.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So, getting back to that, when Frosty said he might quit radio.
Right.
And I'm trying to hold him into it. I mean, I said, you don't want to do this. Stay. I don't want to kick Frosty out. It sounds like I hate his guts. And I was like, shut up. But I love the guy. I don't want him to get out of radio. But who knows what's going to happen in a year from now. They signed us up for a year contract.
In September of next year?
September of next year. Right. Who knows if there'll be a ninth birthday bash. I hope to God there is.
Who knows?
We love this gig and the station and working with you, Tim.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
But, so I thought, well, I better start something before it's too late and I'm just out of a job and no one cares anymore.
Right.
So be someplace I could go in case I was fired.
And I heard you're kicking ass with this website.
Yeah, it's going really well. I'm creating my own radio station, going to be original programming, everything. I'm going to compete with 97.1. I'm putting them out of business.
Yeah. What's the website?
FrankArmy.com.
FrankArmy.com.
Go check it
out. And buy yourself a T-shirt, a hat, underwear.
Yeah, holidays coming up. I got panty sets.
Look at you, man. All right,
I'm wearing them right now. I would show you, but this is a family show.
Okay. Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Come on out to Smart and Final. We're right between Sepulveda and the 405 on Pico here in West L.A., 11221 Pico. And hopefully we'll see you out here. You can donate a little canned food to people who don't have any. And we'll be here until 11 o'clock, and then tomorrow, all day, John and Jeff will take over.
Now, has everybody who stopped by given money?
I think so.
I saw that Tom Kelly gave $100.
Yeah, Shotgun
and
Tom.
Everyone who gets on the mic hands money over in some big display if I'm helping.
Yeah.
Because I have like $8 on me.
Oh, Christ. All right. Well,
I'll give you three.
Give me five.
For every 100,000 pounds of food we collect, I'll give a dollar.
I'll give a dollar, okay.
All right, so let's go, people.
Man, they really did cut your pay.
They really did. No, I'm not kidding. It's tough.
Guys walk around with $8 on him. All right, this is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We're live at 97.1 FM Talk. Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk, and we're at Smart and Final in West LA. Come on out, Pico, and the 405. We can see the 405 from where we're sitting here. And so, if you come on by and get off on Pico, there's no Pico off, right? I guess you got to get off in Santa Monica and backtrack.
There is Pico on 405 south.
Southbound, yeah. Southbound, you can get off, but northbound, you got to get off at Santa Monica and then backtrack. But anyway, come on by. Frank Kramer is with us, everybody. Frank Kramer! Yay!
Frank Kramer here.
And John and Jeff, everybody. John and Jeff. Yeah.
John and Jeff here, too. I love it.
Nice What's to up, see boys? You, fellas. Now, you guys started this, what, 10 years ago?
Oh, wow.
10 years ago, they locked us in a truck for 48 hours and said, until it's full, you don't go home.
Right.
That's how it all started.
And there were some depressing years where it was raining and cold and the food all got wet.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't have it down packed like we have now.
Yeah.
We learned our lesson. What happened was the first few years, people brought old food from their house that expired. And here we thought there was a lot of generosity. And then all of a sudden, like half the food was thrown out. But we've learned that cash is king at these food drives.
Yeah, we ended up with cans of expired cream corn, Underwood deviled ham.
I didn't think that stuff could expire. I thought everything in a can was good forever.
It
was.
No, I guess not. I guess. Yeah.
Well, no wonder I had a crap right for years. I never throw anything away.
All right, let's take some of my phone calls here. Ray on a cell phone on line one. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Ray?
Hey, man. I don't know if you remember me. My name is Larry, and I met you at one of the last Frank Comedy parties. And I'm one of your neighbors. I won't say where we live. But I have to get your opinion on something because I don't think you would have taken this personally, but I came up with a scam that I was going to toilet paper your house. and then I didn't do it. And I had about five people in on it with me. And I was going to TP your house. Only because, you know, that would be a messed up thing where I did. But would you have taken offense to that if I would have just put, you know, flowers or color bears? Or would it have been weird, man, if I would have paid you back Frank Army style?
I probably would have shot you.
Yeah, didn't you just?
I own a lot of guns. The whole place is wired with landmines, lasers, rabid dogs.
Didn't you renew your NRA card membership recently?
Yes, I just purchased a cutoff shotgun. No, I wouldn't have minded. That's kind of funny, but just I wouldn't have cleaned it up. I'd have my
No, I would have helped you clean it up, bro. But I
met you at the Canyon Club.
Yeah, that was me, man. I was gonna do it, but I'm like, that's
like talking to a stalker. That's the next question.
A stalker who can get behind the gate.
Right.
He's a real dumb stalker because he called in the 800 number, and that's his phone number.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it came up on the screen.
Well, I know where he lives too.
Yeah. So that's his phone number if you want it. I mean, I like people.
I'm gonna go take a dump in his mailbox when I get home.
Surprise.
I like, you know, people that call up and do phonies.
How about we all go take a dump in his mailbox?
Special delivery.
He had five friends. Look how many I have.
Yes.
I got one guy.
I like people that
the
call.
The one-man army.
It's a mighty army.
It is the army of one. It's just me.
And they do phonies on people, and their name and their phone number comes right up on the screen.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is Steve from Wilmington. Like, no, it's not. It says it's David from Tarzana right there.
Your number is
Isn't there something about having a stalker, though, that really makes you feel like you've made it?
Oh, yeah. That's cool, especially when it's a guy.
Yeah. You know? You got a guy stalker, yeah.
Have you ever had a chick stalker?
No, unfortunately, no. I never had to play Misty for me.
Have you guys had one? A chick stalker? Am I the only guy here with five or six chick stalkers? Please don't tell
currently?
Me.
Well,
Tim,
please
the
don't
man.
Tell me on the air.
You are the only one.
As I say, I put the Tarzan in Tarzana, man. All right, let's talk to David in Los Angeles on line three. David, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey,
Leo.
Hey. Yeah, what up?
I had a question for Leo about a
question for Leo?
Any of you buzz about the new Star Trek film?
I can't. Start again, brother.
Any of you buzz about the new Star Trek film?
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, ever since the success of Batman Begins, this is like Star Trek Begins. You see Captain James T. Kirk as like a young boy, like 7, 8 years old. You see Spock, you know, so you got Zachary Pinto from Heroes. You got Chris Pine as Captain Kirk, and J.J. Abrams has got a really good beat on it, I think. You see the Enterprise being built, and I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be May 8th, 2009.
Hey, guys, there are people taking food out of the trucks and going home. Let's keep the Star Trek.
Hey, you asked, buddy. You asked. Thanks, man.
Right,
I appreciate
thanks,
the question.
Dude.
That's funny.
Look at that, man. And this guy, Leo, always has the answer when it comes to movies. He's on live tomorrow night, 8 p.m.
Yeah, I'm going to be on 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., our 10th broadcast. I remember John, Jeff, and I doing a broadcast, one microphone, 2.5-foot cord, windy, and
everything blew away that year. We came back on that Saturday, and everything was gone. The tent was gone. The furniture was gone.
Jeez,
we did the show from a UPS truck.
It should be noted, last year's donation, some guy who thought he was doing a generous thing, and, you know, you have to think about he wasn't all there. He emptied out his bomb shelter. We got a can of cherry pie filling, and the expiration date was February of 1994.
Wow, is that right?
We kept it around just to say,
what did it taste like?
Eat that. Beat that.
And that was right after the earthquake. So he didn't eat it after the earthquake and said, you might as well just keep it for the food drive.
But do you see the logic there? The guy goes, I got up in my attic, and I got it, and I brought it all the way down here. He thinks he's doing a really good thing.
Well, the idea is, how can you be picky if you're starving?
Yeah, that's true.
If you're starving, if they throw a can of 94 pie filling out on Survivor Island,
right?
Those people are fighting over it.
It's a delicacy.
Explosive diarrhea.
Yeah, but it's almost like donating. I mean, it's like really teasing them. It's pie filling.
Here you go, eat it.
You know, and you can't just eat pie filling. You got to put it in a pie crust and all that stuff.
We didn't get the crust.
It's like donating, martini olives. You know,
where's the booze?
Yeah, I've been homeless for 4 years. I'm gonna eat a can of this crap.
No, we've got some great food, and the people.
Where
are
does
donating.
The food go though? Does it go to a certain mission and it feeds people, or do you knock on doors and say, "Here's"?
It's a fantastic process, and this is why we do it. Basically, we're here till Sunday.
Okay,
Monday morning, the food bank takes the food, and then what happens is, down to the smallest can of tuna, Frank, to the biggest can of yams, it is all put online and then put back on the shelves that afternoon. Then 265 agencies, missions, homeless shelters, they do online requisitions on Monday night and Tuesday. By Tuesday morning, it's already shipped out, and it's on everyone's table by Thanksgiving.
Wow. Is that right?
Yeah. It's a really great thing.
You lost me at giant can of yams. I was just I could see it.
You know, Frank, you know, when he gives me that gaze, you know.
Like, is he even listening to me?
No,
it's a glazed look.
It's a great process. And we have, you know, Tim Conway Jr. every year.
Thank you, sir.
Comes by and buys a couple $100 worth of food. And just glad that Jack Silver
this
let us
year is a
down.
Couple thousand, but who's counting?
No, it's great.
All right, let's talk to Carrie in Oxnard, line 7. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi, guys. I have a question for everybody. I consider myself a pretty chubby girl. Why does every guy think that if you're overweight at all, you're just desperate and you'll take anything?
How overweight are you? How tall are you?
I'm 5'5", and I'm not giving you my weight, but I'm
Why
heavy.
Not?
I'm heavy, but I know
you got to give us the picture so I can see if you're desperate or not.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't really matter because honestly,
no, it does.
Okay.
You're 5'5" and you weigh what?
250.
Oh Jesus, honey.
You're fine. But if you put on another 300 pounds, you're in trouble.
Okay, but
5'5", 250.
That's
big.
Yeah,
and I'm
Frank's starting to touch himself.
I realize I can't get the same guys that I had in high school, but it seems like every guy that approaches me thinks that I will just do them.
You know what I really want to do with you? I want to put on an Indiana Jones outfit and have you chase me down a hall. Would you do that for me?
Absolutely, Frank.
Then you are desperate. You're supposed to say no.
No, I won't
tricked
say no
you.
To you.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
28.
Were you always big? Were you a big baby?
No.
So you ate your way to this position?
Unfortunately, yeah.
And what is what's the most you've ever weighed?
This is the most I've ever weighed.
Oh, congratulations. Mazel tov. All right, so you're at 250 now. What is the goal to bring it down? Anything?
Yeah, I'm trying to get down to 150.
Oh, you are?
But are you doing anything about it?
Yeah, I don't want to say the gym, but I go to the gym.
You go to the gym?
I go to the gym like 3 times a week, and I mean, it's
how
really
many fast
hard
food
to lose
restaurants
weight,
are there between your house and the gym? And you know you know it. How many fast food restaurants are there between your house and the gym?
Like 3.
Yeah, you gotta go to the gym 5 days a week, sweetheart.
No, she needs a trainer. She
needs
a
need
professional
to really
trainer.
Seriously do something because it's a health issue. Seriously.
Right.
Or just
oh,
really
I
go
I agree.
For it.
I'm having such a hard time finding anybody decent who will take me seriously because they think that I'll take whatever is presented to me.
Are you pretty easy if we were at your house and the mood is right? Are you pretty easy? First date sex?
Not really, because it seems like the guys that I've been going on dates with have been very aggressive, a lot more than I'm used to. And I don't know, it just turns me off that they're so pushy about
it. They take their shoes off and jump on you?
No, I'll give you an example. I just came back from a date right now that I cut short because the guy was, like, licking my arm.
Wow.
He's hungry.
And, no, I'm dead serious. And so finally I said, you know what, just take me back to my car and I'm going to go home because it was just too much. But
did you have gravy on you?
That's what I was going to say.
Well, see, that's the thing.
You can't wait till Thanksgiving.
He wasn't big. He was, like, he was pretty small, actually, for a guy. But
well, doesn't this prove the point that beautiful women are lonely because men are intimidated, they don't want to ask them out, and then maybe women that are a little heavier get more attention because a guy feels more comfortable with a rejection from maybe a woman who's heavier?
You really feel comfortable if you start licking the woman.
Well, was this a to-go order to be placed at Smart and Final, and they just you got us out here instead?
No.
The phone lines got crossed. She had the same list.
We'll put you back on with the manager at Smart and Final.
25 cases of refried beans.
At least you have a sense of humor about it, darling. I don't know. I guess, chicks who are bigger are perceived to be easier. I don't know whether that's
true
or not.
Well, it's because you assume that they long for love and they will be satisfiers.
Right.
Fat chicks are the best chicks in bed.
Let's put it out there that we're not all desperate. We're not all lonely.
No. You don't want to put that out there.
Why?
You want to advertise. Yeah. I want it.
You want at least some attention.
Yeah, you want to put it out there that you're open for business. Baby.
But I think women that weigh more, they try harder, like Avis.
Yeah.
They give it up more, you know?
Right.
What else are they going to do? What are they going to do, play hard again?
And they're usually great at oral.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. Frank knows that. You know that firsthand? What's the biggest you've ever gone?
Biggest?
Yeah.
Probably...
Three?
No. But you know the girl Ruby who has the show on Style Channel? That's my friend Ruby. I always talk about her.
Right.
Yeah. She weighed 700 pounds at one point.
Right.
And I swear to God, I thought about tapping it.
Really?
Because she was...
Wow.
A phenomenal person. If you've seen the show, you fall in love with Ruby, I swear to God. And she now weighs 500 or 450 pounds.
Wow.
No, she weighs 500 pounds now. And I was so curious. And she was so sexy to me because I was like, I can't imagine what she's going to do to this.
Wow, that is pretty cool.
Just gobble, gobble.
Seven. I mean, do you take her to dinner before?
No.
No?
She couldn't really leave the house. It's one of those things where I'd have to tear down the wall.
Have a truck pull so up and says wide load, so get the waste out.
Go to dinner.
God.
Yeah.
All right. Frank Kramer, man. He's off the air. He'll tell us that he actually did do it.
I know. What am I saying? No, right. Probably the biggest 2:30.
2:30.
And I had to carry her to the bedroom. She wanted me to be romantic. I'll do you if you carry me. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Man.
All right.
All right. Frank Kramer is with us, folks. And also John and Jeff from the John and Jeff Show. We're going to take a small break and do our final hour here. If you'd like to come by Pico and the 405. We're on Pico between Spolvet and the 405 at Smart and Final. Come by and buy some food, drop it off, and maybe a homeless guy or a homeless girl. Or a homeless kid. We can put Carrie on hold here. I think she's driving into a drive-thru, didn't it sound like?
Did.
Or was that a reverse signal on her?
She was backing up.
Oh, boy. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk.
Adam Carolla, Ross Danny and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Get complete shows now at 97.1 FMTalk.com.